Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours, actually. Being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got Siri with us, which we'll talk to them in a minute. Then we'll be following that up between 1 and 2 with Cindy McLeish. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Brian Negus coming in from the Rotary Club of Manningham. They've got a big seminar all about electric vehicles coming up this weekend. So Brian will tell you all about that, and we'll be able to talk a bit about electric vehicles. But first of all, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have Siri with us. Whenever I mention it, I've always got to mention it, C-I-R-E, and I say that because if you go to look them up, you need to look C-I-R-E up. And I have with me Martin Strong. He's a teacher out at the Yarra Junction Community School. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you along too. Now, first of all, I've got to ask you a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Siri?
I've been with Siri for about 16 months. Started in February last year.
Part of the community school, obviously.
Yes.
Prior to that, did you come out of the, what I'd call the, I don't say normal, but out of the everyday school teaching?
Yeah, mainstream school. I certainly did. I was teaching at a school, high school in Glen Waverley for 10 years before I joined Siri.
So, and prior to that, did you obviously didn't come straight out of university to go there.
No,
so have you had another
not.
Career before you took on teaching?
Yeah, I certainly did. As a young man in high school, I was always drawing, always interested in art and design.
Right.
I had a love of being creative, and that's really all I wanted to do. And options at that time, I guess, back in the kind of late 90s, was to either be a landscape architect or landscape gardener or a graphic designer.
Yep.
And I was all full on straight into graphic design. So for the next few years after high school, getting my folio together and then heading into graphic design.
So what made you then take the big leap from graphic design to teaching?
Well, I was always curious about teaching. My mum was a primary school teacher out at Emerald, and just watching her and kind of learning from her, you know, I could just see how much value she placed in the profession.
Yep.
And so I guess I was just curious about it from then on, really.
Was there a turning point where you were one day you were designing something and all of a sudden you thought, I don't want to be doing this, I'd rather be teaching?
Yeah, well, when I had my first daughter, I was getting home quite late. You know, graphic design, you know, if you want to work in that field, it's it can be long hours. I was working in the city, so I was and living in the valley, so I was coming out at home 7 o'clock, missing out on quality time.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, teachers get lots of holidays, so why don't I do that? I can hear the profession screaming at me right now, but because we don't always use our holidays for fun and games, but that was kind of the turning point. So I did my dip ed by correspondence while I was still working.
Sort of period, how long a period?
That took 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah. And I had a couple of placements at different schools at that time, and you know, I thought if I do this, I'll figure it out whether I like it or not, and I loved it, absolutely loved it. Yeah.
All right, so what made you take the leap from main school teaching to the community school teaching?
Mainstream school is really challenging. It's the school I was at was a really big school. There were nearly 1,800 kids.
Yep.
150, 200 staff.
Yep.
I started there when it was a little bit smaller and knew everyone.
Yep.
And it got to a point where I didn't really know, didn't know anyone. The community felt different, and there was a bit of a detachment from it. So I kind of needed a break. And I stumbled across Siri. And the values of community really kind of brought me in. The feeling that you get when you're if as a teacher, if you're looking for work, you know, it's all up there on the website. You know, it's completely different from mainstream. It feels casual, feels alternative.
Yep.
And that I just wanted to explore that a bit more.
All right, we've got to take a break, and then we're going to come back and actually start to talk about the Surrey Community School.
Get real with the FIFA on the dance floor. You can dig the way that I flex on a track, conclusion rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knock I stop for my left. That be rolling the mad joints. Just put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer and we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I crack my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
It's a 95 version of Staying Alive. Haven't heard that one before by N-Trance. Anyway, we're talking to Martin, and he's a teacher at the Surrey Community School up in Yarra Junction. Martin, what's the biggest difference between you're in mainstream for 10 years, you're now up at Surrey. Mm. As a teacher, what's the biggest difference?
Ooh, that's a really great question. There's not one thing, that's for sure.
Isn't there?
You know, the thing that Surrey does really great is it being an alternative setting. is it provides an alternative for students that don't fit the mainstream.
Yep.
They can't sit in a classroom of 24 other students and just churn through content.
I would have thought, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, that one of the big differences would be that with Siri, every one of your young people have their own learning, not pattern, a program, don't they?
Whereas
in mainstream, it's more, I don't say that they don't cater, but they more cater for the middle of the road, most students, aren't they, rather than a one-on-one.
Yeah, one kind of, you know, one solution fits all kind of thing in mainstream.
Yep.
Whereas at Siri, it's definitely independent learning. Each student has their own pathway through.
Yep.
And they come to us at different, you know, times as well. You know, some students that we have graduating this year have been with us since year seven.
Yep.
Some students have come from mainstream, you know, in year 10 or even, you know, in
or grade 5 or 6. Or dropped out and come from nothing.
Yeah,
so basically
correct.
Not being at school
yep.
for some time.
Yep. Home learning or, yep. you know, just out and about. So, you know, what we provide is a you know, an amazing space, and it's such a great place to work.
You and know, to learn, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as a teacher, you're never just teaching. You're also learning all the time.
Yeah.
And what's great about Siri and the community is, you know, cross-campus, we're working with other teachers all the time. You know, we've got the new mobile.
And smaller numbers too, wouldn't you, in
yeah,
each
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
we have only 15 students per class.
Yep.
Or maximum of. And that makes it really helpful. You know, we also have a teaching assistant with us at all times as well. So, you know, we can work really well one-on-one with our students.
Yep. So as a teacher, like, we'll assume they come in at the start of the year, but we know that's not true because we're always talking about people coming in part way and all that. But as a teacher then, do you sit down with the parents or the teacher or the student? Or so supposing I came in, I was a young kid and I came into your room, we'll say, this week.
Yep.
So how do you come up with your actual plan? Do you talk to me? Do you talk to the parents? Or how? I'm just trying to find out how you come up with these plans because you've got to do 15 plans, not one plan.
No, that's right. So at the start of the year, you know, we would create engagement meetings, and that'll be with the parent and the student.
Yep.
You know, in some cases it could be a caseworker, you know, if the student needs extra help.
Yep.
And that's really beneficial because it means that we can basically interview the student and get to know them and create a plan with them. You know, it's all informed by, you know, their choice and their decisions.
Now, can I also ask you, part of that plan, because I assume that part you're not only teaching them to get themselves through that year and through their school time, part of it would also be, I just can't think of the word, but it would be more everyday learning as well too, wouldn't it? So that in the future, like that, hopefully they will at one stage slot themselves back into mainstream learning or...
Yeah, or even just preparing them for life after school, whatever it is that they choose. You know, if they're going into a trade or they're going into retail or they're starting their own business, we create a plan for a focus plan for them so that they know how to regulate. And that's, you know, thinking about their emotions and how their actions are impacting their emotions and how to kind of work through that and navigate that.
Yeah. Which in a mainstream, and I don't want to keep talking about mainstream, but a mainstream school doesn't have the time with those students to do that, do they?
No, they don't have, I guess they don't have the resources, the time or the focus to actually give that because they're so content heavy. You know, there is wellbeing support there, but there's also, and you know, that's another beauty of working at Siri is the fully staffed wellbeing department as well in each campus.
Yeah, which is terrific.
Yeah.
All right, I've got to take another break and we'll be back with more. David Oat, and that was for you. It was Kylie Minogue, and I should be so lucky. David used to love, obviously still does love playing Kylie. But anyway, let's get back to, we're talking to Martin from the Surrey Community School. Martin, I guess we're now talking, well, October's well on the way, just about done, so we're talking November, December. So I guess it's really time for people who think that the community school might be something, they're young person, or maybe we've got grandparents listening whose their grandchild is lost at school or no longer wants to attend school. But I guess if people want to start thinking about it next year, they've really got to start to think about enrolments now, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a bit of a wait list at the moment at many of our schools. And we've got, you know, with Mombog, you know, into its first year, well into its first year of being open.
It's nearly gone the first year.
It is, yeah, absolutely. And at Yarra Junction, we've got a new building being renovated. We've had the new childcare centre built.
So that's given the school a bit more, because you've kicked the childcare out of the school, haven't you? So you've
got
a bit
correct,
more room
there. So we've got a few more classrooms to fill. So yeah, absolutely. If you're you know, thinking about your young person that's needing an alternative setting, then check out the Surrey website and give us a call. And
well, we shall give them the phone numbers and all that at about 5 to 1. So now, the other thing that we spoke about last time, and it must be coming up pretty quick, you've got a Halloween street party down at Yarra Junction, haven't you?
Yes, we do. Next week, we've got the Halloween street party in Yarra Junction.
What day?
It is Thursday. So no,
Thursday next week.
31st, yeah. And it's from 4 till 7. If you are interested in coming along, then you'll have to book. You've got to register. So if you bring in kids, if you register your children, they'll get a free show bag.
Yep.
And there'll be a map to visit various local businesses, so they can, you know, stamp off their little map and get some treats. There's a whole bunch of food trucks and market stalls happening down there as well.
You've got your coffee van down there, the Surrey coffee van?
I don't know, actually. Right. We might have that.
Yep.
There'll definitely be a Surrey market stall there as well. So some of our students at Yarra Junction are selling some jewellery, crafts, skull terrific candles, you know, Halloween themes.
Have they made
pieces
them themselves? Or?
They certainly have.
Have they?
Yes, they certainly have.
So what's on sale on their market stall has all been handmade by them?
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeah, as part of their projects at school. So it's very exciting, and hopefully there'll be a couple volunteering as well to help run the stall alongside myself.
Yep. So that's Thursday week, which
that
is the 31st, between 4 and 7, and it's down in the main street of Yarra Junction, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And if you once you've registered and you head into, all you have to do is just head into the hub, the Surrey hub.
All right, we'll take another quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this Christmas market coming up, because we always like to plug that. It's getting bigger every year, so if you have your paper and pencil ready, you write some of these dates down. Certainly start with Thursday the 31st, which is Thursday week, between 4 and 7 down at Yarra Junction. We'll talk about the Christmas party and other things coming up.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. In the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
And that was Don McLean and American Pie. Now we're talking to Martin, and he's a teacher down at the Surrey Community School down here in Yarra Junction. We've been talking quite a lot about the school, but again, if you've either a grandparent who think your grandchildren could certainly benefit by it, we'll have a talk to your daughter or son or whoever they are and suggest it to them, or if you happen to be a mum or a dad who are sort of, your son doesn't or daughter doesn't want to be at school, or they've dropped out and then they find it too hard to get back in, that the Surrey Community School might be for them. So Martin will give you all the contact details just before the 1 o'clock news. But first of all, we've got this Twilight, or Surrey have got this Twilight Market coming up. It's getting bigger and bigger every year. So tell us a bit about it, please, Martin, and when it is.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, very much like the Yarra Junction Halloween Market, the Christmas Twilight Market, which is happening on Friday, the 2nd of December, at the Chernside Park Community Hub. It's, you know, a big event run by, you know, volunteers.
What time?
That is from 4 till 8 p.m. Run by a whole range of people, from, you know, Surrey volunteers to external stallholders. There'll be handcrafted gifts, fresh produce, food trucks and activities for the kids, like, you know, show bags and scavenger hunt.
And there's plenty of opportunities to pick up those Christmas presents, aren't there? And mm-hmm. Two things you're doing. You're picking up something that's probably unique because it's been handmade. And the other thing is that you're supporting either normally a local business, which is often a home-based business, so that you're actually putting income into people, not into big corporations. donations. You're actually putting money into people's pockets.
Absolutely. Lots of, local businesses and some of our students too from different campuses might have some things there as well.
Yep. And there's no doubt a couple of coffee trucks.
Let's hope so.
They're always a good go. All right, look, we'll take another quick break and then we'll come back. Martin will give you the contact details as to how to find out more about Siri.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Talking to Martin, and he's from a teacher down at the Yarra Junction Community School. Martin, if we've got people today who've tweaked their interest, something they want to find out a little bit more about the community school, mm-hmm. Where do they go to? What's the website, your Facebook page, your phone number and all that, please?
All the information you can find on our Siri website, which is www.siri.org.au.
C-I-R-E.
That is, yep. C-I-R-E. Yep. That is correct. Or you could call us on 1-300-835-235. And there's links to all of the events, all of the, training that Siri does, and the schools, and the Facebook page as well.
All right, so yeah, you've got a Facebook page. If they go on the Facebook page, does that have links then to the school and all the
yes,
different
it does.
Things?
Yep, and that will have links to all the events and things like that as well, yeah.
I've just got to take another quick break in a minute, but before I do go, I need to remind people that while we've talked all about the Surrey Community School and the couple of events coming up, they do do personal they do training for first aid, RSA, Responsible Serving of Alcohol, RSA. Yeah. They do a lot of different training. And, of course, they've got FICE, which is up in Yarra Junction and also down in Lilydale, and that's for the ladies are able to go, particularly if you're going for an interview, you can go there and get some nice clothes very cheaply, and if you're really bad, they'll help you out. They'll also help you with your CV and all the sorts of things you want. So it's not only a case of the school. While we're talking about the school today, there are so many other things. So it's worthwhile just getting on their website just to see some of the services they do, and you might find that there's something there that you could really use. But let's play one more bit of music, and it's the Angels, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again? I would have thought one of the best things about the teaching year would be, particularly this time of the year, would be coming up to graduation. So some of the young people you've had for a number of years, others you've only had them for a few years, maybe only 1 year. So when's the graduation at the Yarra Junction School? Or have you had it?
No, we haven't had it yet. It's on the 29th of November.
Yep.
And we have, it's really special. You know, we have a little ceremony and some speeches and give the students their certificates. And I guess, you know, one of the best things is just, you know, acknowledging how much they've learned and grown over the last few years or however long they've been at our school and you know, and sending them off into the big wide world. It's pretty amazing.
And trusting the world's going to look after them.
Well, yeah. There's a bit of balance there, I guess. That's for sure.
Look, we've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left, so we need to run through these particular coming events. A Halloween party is coming up on...
Yeah, the Halloween Festival next Thursday, the 31st of October, and that's from 4 till 7.
And that's down at Yarra Junction on the corner there somewhere?
Yeah, in the main street and around the back along the Warby Trail. Just be aware of the traffic as well going through there. There will be diversions, but it will be very busy. You're expecting around 1,500, 2,000 people.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty amazing.
Yep.
And the Christmas Twilight Market that is happening on Friday, the 2nd of December from 4 till 8 p.m. And that is at Churnside Park Community Hub.
Yep. And that's a terrific opportunity to pick up some Christmas presents and also help some local organisations along the way as well.
Absolutely.
And you can even go along and have something to eat. And a coffee if you want to.
Bit of pizza and let your kids run amok.
I don't think cereal like that, but anyway. the phone number is 1300 835 235.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 1300 835 235. Just give us the website again, please.
The website is www.cire.org.au.
And that's got... a link to the school and everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. That's for everything. And when you call that number too, you'll have your option to talk to any campus and any facility that you're after.
We should have mentioned that because, apart from Yarra Junction, which we're talking about today, you've got 3 or 4 other community schools too, haven't you?
Yeah, there's Berwick and there's Mombolk and there's Lilydale.
Yeah, yep. So, well, you might not... Yeah, the young person that, or the family is listening to us now might not necessarily be close to Yarra Junction, but you've got the other opportunities which are all the same. And Mombolk is they're all almost dedicated schools now, aren't they? Because Mombolk's been altered to suit Siri wanted.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, there's buses. We have our own dedicated buses as well.
I've seen some of those drivers.
Yes, they're all over the place.
I used to meet a couple of them where they used to stop and have a coffee. A couple of great blokes. So there are the buses to pick them up and take them too, aren't they?
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
should have mentioned that. I never thought of that. All right, look, we've still got a couple of minutes to fill in. Is there anything that else that you need to tell us about, Martin?
I don't think so. I think if you are, you know, whether you're interested in teaching in an alternative setting or if you've got, you know, young people that are not necessarily fitting the mainstream, Siri is a fantastic place for our young people or for you know, teachers, education.
We should have mentioned that now we've got time because I know that you also... doing certificates for child care or early learning, I think they call it now, aged care. And with most of those, Siri in some cases want to employ people anyway, but outside that, I mean, nearly any child care centre or any age facility is desperately looking for staff at the moment, aren't they? So if you do that course, you can almost guarantee yourself a job, either in early childhood or in aged care.
Yeah, and teaching, you know, education at the moment, you know, we're screaming out for teachers too. So
good point. If somebody's listening today and they're teaching mainstream, what are you going to say? Why should they come and join Siri as a teacher?
Just get amongst it for the fun. And a completely different learning experience. Improve your own capacity as a teacher.
Good point. So having swapped over from mainstream, you improved. Well, have you learned a lot yourself? Not improved, but learned a lot of different
ways.
Well,
I like to think so, absolutely. You know, it's a completely different way of looking at education. It's looking, you know, holistically. And we were always looking holistically at the child, but Siri starts at the well-being of the student before, you know, introducing any, you know, content or class tasks. That's always, and that's always informed by the student anyway.
Which is a great way to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if the child doesn't have any buy-in, as they say, then they don't see any ownership in it either, do they?
No, there's no intrinsic motivation unless they're, you know, ready to learn.
Yep. And that's really true.
Yeah.
Look, it's time for us to go. We've got the 1 o'clock news knocking on our door. Now, that phone number, 1300-835-235, that's available 5 days a week, isn't it? So it's not one of those things where you leave a message and hope someone will ring you back. But 5 days a week, 1300-835-235, or go on their website, Siri, C-I-R-E. Thanks, Martin, for coming in and having a talk to us.
Thanks, Al. Pleasure. Thanks.